A little more Joe Walsh on his birthday today on the Steve Gruber Show. No, not the Republican turned Democrat Joe Walsh, but the great guitarist, singer, songwriter Joe Walsh, who led the James Gang, played in Eagles, and had a great solo career as well with Life's Been Good and Rocky Mountain Way and more, including this. This is one of my favorite Joe Walsh solo tunes, Turn to Stone. He's got a greatest hits album called Look What I Did. It's like 18 tracks, and there's not a bum track on that record. So, you know, his full-length LPs, some weak points here and there. But the best of the best, it's really good. Joe Walsh, 73 years old today, and I think an underappreciated rock and roll guitarist and singer-songwriter. Scott Bertram, in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. As we head toward the top of the hour and the end of hour three, a little round robin here, a few things that are left on my mound of material to talk with you about today. Actually, before I do that, we've mentioned a few times today that both Lee Chatfield and Mike Shirky are supposed to meet at the White House today with White House officials regarding the election results. And there's a few things I want to play for you here. This is CNN this morning. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson on this morning talking with, oh, I don't know who that is. Sorry, I don't watch CNN that much. She's talking to the CNN anchor about this meeting today between the White House and the Republican leaders from Michigan. This is the back and forth between Jocelyn Benson and CNN.
Have you spoken to them directly?
No, I haven't. And I'm trying to, you know, just stay focused on the facts and the data and the reality. And actually, the speaker just texted me and said he hasn't confirmed with anyone that he's going or not. So we'll leave it at that.
Oh, I appreciate that. So you just got a text from the speaker who has been invited, and he said he has not yet confirmed. Doesn't he have to sort of, I don't know, make travel plans soon if he's going?
I'm just sharing with you all the information I have.
All right, that's this morning, CNN. Jocelyn Benson saying that the speaker texted her and said he has not confirmed he's meeting with anyone. But it would seem that it's happening. It's well reported by the Detroit News and others, so we'll see. Also, in the body of evidence that the meeting is happening is the fact that State Senator Mike Shirky already is flying to Washington. This is audio of him being hounded at the Detroit airport this morning by protesters on his way to check in. I checked this, and good old Alex checked this. I don't think they're screaming any profanities at him, so this should be okay to play. This is Mike Shirky walking toward the airport, or not toward the airport, walking toward the check-in this morning at the Detroit airport.
After the election,
they're holding signs.
Remember what you're doing and remember what's going to cost you when you're up for the election.
Oh, okay. All right, so he's in line now, but there's a group of protesters who are holding signs, chanting at the Detroit airport. By the way, I really have some disappointing news for the one woman who said, what did she say? You're going to pay for this at the next election, something along those lines. We'll remember this when you're up for re-election. Mike Shirky is term limited out. So unfortunately, protesters who don't live in his district, you will likely not be able to vote him out next time he's up for election. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but that is one of the side effects of term limits, is that lawmakers do not necessarily have to care about how you're going to vote on them next election, because they literally, legally cannot run again. So Mike Shirky's heading down to Washington. I would imagine the speaker is also heading down to Washington as well for that meeting today. This is it. So in my past life, before I did news talk, I did sports talk, and I worked in Rockford, Illinois, and did a lot of play-by-play for high school basketball. And one of the players that I covered very closely in Rockford was Fred VanVleet. Now, if you're not an NBA fan, and frankly, I'm not an NBA fan, but I know Fred because I covered him in high school. Fred VanVleet is a point guard with the Toronto Raptors, and he's about to be a free agent and is likely to sign at least a $100 million contract in the next few days. He already signed, I think, a $20 million contract. 2 years ago, and now he's up for free agency again and likely will be at least a $100 million man. So I covered Fred in high school. Which is not to say I'm not his friend and I don't know him personally, but I know him on the court and how he dealt with me as a media member. And I will only say that Fred on the court was all you could ask for from a player, from a leader. He carried his high school team on his back to the state finals. They had no business being in the state finals, but Fred was so good and made those players around him better that they made it to the state finals. I recall people telling me as I watched him in high school, and I thought at the time he was amazing. And people were saying he should not try to go to a Division I school because he wasn't good enough. His shot wasn't good enough. He wasn't quick enough defensively. He should go to a D2 or a D3 school. He wasn't good enough to play Division I. Well, he was. He went to Wichita State, led them to a bunch of great seasons at Wichita State. And now in the NBA, proving everyone wrong, he bet on himself. He was not drafted in the first round. Teams called him in the second round and said, we'll draft you, but you might not make the roster and we'll probably not play you. And he said, look, don't draft me. Don't draft me. Nobody drafted him. He chose his destination as a free agent, signed a lucrative 2-year deal, and now is about to sign a $100 million contract. So all I can say again is, you know, my dealings with him when he was a high school student, he was accessible. He was gracious with media members and the press, and he was, you know, a pretty big deal in high school. Not that he big shot the media as a high school student, but as far as I can tell, he's the same way in the NBA, and he's about to cash in with a very large payday, Fred Van Vliet. We'll see where he goes. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Back to wrap up this edition in just a moment of the Steve Gruber Show.
At GorillaGrills.com, Black Friday is all month long. Right now, purchase one of our Real Wood Pellet or Kamado grills, and you'll get some awesome gifts for free. Come into our Holland showroom. You'll take home even more gifts and have a chance to win up to $1,000 in prizes. Grilla Grills is family-owned, veteran-run, and a Michigan business. Stay out of the big box stores this holiday season and get the quality and customer service that only Grilla Grills can offer. Skip the stress of holiday shipping delays and get some free gifts in the process at GorillaGrills.com. That's G-R-I-L-L-A Grills.com.
There's plenty to worry about these days. Your water shouldn't be one of them. You need Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system. I've had a Wolverine Water reverse osmosis system for years, and honestly, my family loves it. We don't fill our shopping cart with bottles of water, and we don't fill the trash with empty bottles. Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system gives you clean, fresh, and healthy alkaline water and gives you peace of mind. So why wait? Special offers are available now, and you can enjoy the best water of your life. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.